Thank you for joining us once again this morning as we turn to God's Word for a thought to bring us comfort or guidance for the day. It's Monday morning, the 13th of April. It's Easter Monday. But as I look around our community and our country today, I see only fear. I see only despair in the face of the coronavirus. There are those who today have lost loved ones to the virus. There are those who today are battling the virus. And so we come in a time whenever there is great fear. But I want to turn your attention this morning to that lovely portion in Isaiah chapter 43. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee, I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Saviour. And then in verse 5 he says again, fear not, for I am with thee. What a blessed thing it is today for the people of God. Yes, while we look around us and we can see all that's happening, and we're fearful in the natural sense that we don't want to catch the virus nor pass it on to our loved ones. We worry and fear for those who are in hospital. We pray for many. And we fear for those of our family circles who are involved in the frontline work. They're there to try and keep the rest of us safe. And I would just make this plea to every one of you just to make sure you do that which is right and that which will help to minimize the spread of this virus. But you know, as the people of God, we can turn even in our darkest days to passages like this, and we can hear the voice of God saying to us, fear not. And there's two things here in this little passage I just want to leave with you this morning in the next 2 or 3 minutes. He says, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. What a blessed thing it is this morning to be called redeemed, to be amongst the people of God, to those who know their sins forgiven, to those who have been cleansed in the blood of Calvary. We're just past Easter, and we've been thinking about Calvary, what took place around that whole scene. But we know from the word of God in Isaiah 53 that there the Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all. And there the blessed Saviour paid for me a debt I could not pay, and for you, the debt you could not pay. He says, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. He has paid to God and has satisfied a holy God in our redemption. God today sees us as he sees us in Christ, and he sees us today redeemed. He says, I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Oh, our redemption's a precious personal thing. You know, it's good to know that God laid on him the iniquity of us all, but if I had been forgotten, then I would have been miserable. I'm right to be afraid. But there on Calvary, I was there. My name was there. And at Calvary, he paid my debt. I have called thee by thy name. Thou wert mine. Oh, that the God of heaven would look down on a sinner such as me and look at me and with love he would say, thou art mine. Dear child of God, he says the same to you. The God of heaven, in the midst of all the fears that are all around us, says, fear not, you're mine. And that's a blessed thing today. We're his by redemption, so we have no need to fear. But then he says, fear not, for I am with thee. Isn't that a precious thing? Whenever he saved us, he didn't leave to get home on our own. He says, I am with thee. And in verse 2 there of the chapter, he speaks of the things that we were passed through. He speaks of the overflowing waters, of the rivers that we must cross. He doesn't say, if thou passest through. He says, when thou passest through. And he knows that as a child of God, we're not exempt. He hasn't exempted us from the trials of life. But he says, when you're going through them, he says, I will be with thee. And so we fear not because of his great redemption. We're his. And we fear not because no matter what comes our way down here below, he says, I will be with thee. So while the world out there today is so afraid, yes, we have a right to fear sickness and the coronavirus and things like this. They're not pleasant. But we have this blessed assurance that he is with us through it all. There's a hymn in our hymn book, and I want to read some verses from it. It's a beautiful hymn. It's that hymn, How Firm a Foundation, Ye Saints of the Lord. In verse 2 he says, fear not, he is with thee, O be not dismayed. For he is thy God and will still give thee aid. He'll strengthen thee, help thee, and cause thee to stand upheld by his righteous omnipotent hand. In every condition, in sickness, in health, in poverty's veil, or abounding in wealth, at home and abroad, on the land, on the sea, as thy days may be, demand shall thy strength ever be. When through the deep waters he calls thee to go, the rivers of grief shall not thee overflow. For he will be with thee in trouble to bless, and sanctify to thee thy deepest distress. When through fiery trials thy pathway shall lie, his grace all sufficient shall be thy supply. The flame shall not hurt thee, his only design, thy dross to consume, and thy gold to refine. The soul that on Jesus has leaned for repose, he will not desert to its foes. That soul though all hell should endeavour to shake, he'll never, no never, no never forsake. Let us just bow for a brief word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we commit ourselves to thee for this day. Thank you for redeeming us. Thank you, Lord, for your many blessings upon us. And Lord, for the day that lies ahead, whatever it may bring, we commit it into thy hands, fearing not, because you have redeemed us. And you are with us. Hear our prayer for this day and bless your people in our Saviour's name. Amen.